USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. A Florida deputy has resigned after being caught on camera handcuffing a pregnant woman at gunpoint during a traffic stop. Deputy Jason DeSue stopped Ebony Washington for speeding and then got angry when Washington drove to a well-lit area to pull over. Deputy DeSue handcuffed the mother of three at gunpoint as her children watched from the car. Washington said she blames herself for speeding, but she was shaken by the incident.
I was so nervous, so scared. I mean, the gun part, it was just extreme for me.
Police say a potential mass shooting was averted by alert witnesses at a concert Friday night in Washington State. Witnesses told police they saw a man seeming to breathe in something from a balloon and then load two 9mm guns from the trunk of his car at the Gorge Amphitheater near George Washington. He didn't get in. Arrested on suspicion, Jonathan Moody, 30 years old, and nobody got hurt. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Mexican officials called the 2014 disappearance of 43 students a state crime that was covered up by the government and another damning assessment of the previous administration's actions regarding one of Mexico's worst human rights atrocities. This year will be the deadliest on record for journalists in Mexico, with 18 killed so far, Human Rights Organization Article 19 said in a recent report. A potential tropical cyclone is churning off the Gulf Coast of Texas. Molly McCollum, who is a meteorologist with the Weather Channel, says parts of Texas could see up to 3 to 5 inches of rain.
The problem is we've been very dry, and when the rain starts to fall, it's falling on very dry soil. So we could see some of that initially start to run off and cause some flash flooding issues both Monday and extending into Tuesday morning. But these are places like Dallas, Houston, Waco that desperately need the rain.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A U.S. judge said he's leaning toward releasing some of the evidence presented by the Justice Department to justify its search of Donald Trump's Florida home last week in a case that will pit news organizations against federal prosecutors. Half of Republicans say federal law enforcement officials behaved irresponsibly since searching Mar-a-Lago. That's according to a Reuters-Ipsos poll. Hundreds of visiting revelers hit the House of Blues blowout that kicked off the cocktail industry's biggest annual conference, bobbing to 90s hip-hop and throwing back tallboy cans of liquid death. Makers of this scary-sounding beverage sponsored the opening night gala, hoping to persuade more bartenders and restaurant owners to serve liquid death back home. Whatever their pitch, the truth is there's nothing better in nature to quench a thirst. The cans are covered with Skull and Crossbones logo and filled with water from the Swiss Alps. At a glance, few would guess they carry no alcohol. Well, that's the point, said Liquid Death founder Mike Cesario at L.A. We're using packaging and brand psychology to make something healthier, not feel like it's healthy, he said. Planes dipped, looped, dove, and roared through the Chicago sky on Saturday as the city's air and water show made its post-pandemic return. Spectators lined the lakefront even though some rain rolled through. It's the largest free show of its kind in the U.S. Here's spectator Brian Smith, who traveled 7 hours from Iowa to see the P-51 Mustang.
So when I was growing up, I was really into World War II and the military and all that stuff. And P-51s was awesome. So that's what I'm waiting on.
This is USA Radio News.